verse 14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Great reminder here today from Psalm 19, verse 14. Well, welcome to Sunday Worship, the first program of 2019. How about that? This January the 6th. My name is Joey Kroll, and here we are. That's right. I got the Christmas tree down. I got the lights down, and we are 6 days into the brand new year. Welcome to Sunday Worship, the program. If you're kind of unfamiliar with Sunday Worship, we focus on Christ. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement, and everything else in between. And so take your shoes off, take your coat off, and have a seat here at the table of fellowship. Let's start things off today with music from the Maranatha Singers, and above all, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what your worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and you thought of me above all. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms and above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and the treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
To
Yeah, the Maranatha singers, and above all, thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. You know, I'm from Chicago, and my Bears are looking pretty good this year. So I'm trying not to get too excited because, you know, it's the Bears. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you do. All right, even if you're not a football fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But see, in football, there's several different positions, but there's a fullback. And the job of a fullback is to run interference for the halfback. The halfback gets the ball while the fullback goes out in front of him because there is an enemy trying to get in there and tackle the halfback. The fullback's mission is to get rid of the enemy so that the halfback can get through the line. Friend, Jesus' full-time job as Lord and Savior is to run interference for you as his kingdom follower. And your enemy is seeking to defeat you. He is seeking to overwhelm you, but we need to keep in mind that we have a blocker out in front of us, and that's Jesus. All we got to do is just trust him and know that he has our back.
I am standing beneath your wing, and I am resting in your shelter. Your great faithfulness has been my shield, and it makes me want to sing, blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name.
How can we ever praise you enough, O Lord? We say thanks to you, Father, for all that you've done for us. Forever your name will be blessed. Blessed be the name, the holy name of the Lord. Name of the Lord.
Our plane was in trouble. The airport was preparing for an emergency landing, and our anxious crew was leading an emergency drill. The grandma next to me was understandably very anxious, and thankfully I was pretty calm and able to even encourage my neighbors. Well, we landed safely, and when grandma asked how I'd been so calm, I just said, well, my peace doesn't depend on what's going on around me. It's from who's inside me, my Savior, Jesus. You know, on the hugely stressful night before Good Friday, Jesus said, my peace I give you, not as the world gives. Do not be afraid. Well, that's the peace of knowing you're right with God. Your life is in his hands. You're ready for eternity. It took Jesus' death on the cross for our sins to make this peace with God possible. The Bible says the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And that peace can be yours today if you'll open your heart to this Jesus. We'd love to help. You can contact us at 888-NEED-HIM or chataboutjesus.com. Because peace is a person named Jesus.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strange within in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow there. Over us sin no more had dominion, for more than conquerors we are. And turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. Shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. And go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. And turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dear in the light of his glory, in the light of his glory and grace.
I pray that you are having yourself a wonderful Sunday. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and got my cup of coffee here. It's cinnamon-flavored black coffee. It has a nice little, little flavor to it, little zip to my drink, if that makes any sense. Anyways, hey, if you have some time today, this week, be sure to like the program on Facebook. Yep, we're on social media, making a positive impact on social media. You and I both know that It's not always used for that sometimes. Good old social media. But be sure to like us on Facebook, though. Sunday Worship Radio, right there on Facebook. In fact, just the other week, updated our logo and everything. Looks a little bit more fresh and so forth. So, yeah, just look us up on Facebook. Just type in Sunday Worship Radio, and then you should see it pop up there with Joey Kroll there. So, hey, I got this little calendar with just encouraging scriptures and quotes and just one of them. You know what I'm talking about? And I love this quote. The author is unknown. I'm not sure who said it, but it's fantastic. It says, "The poorest person is not the one without money. It is the one without God."
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down. Yeah.
Music from Bethany Dillon right here on our Sunday Together. My name is Joey Kroll. Thanks so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship. I do appreciate just our fellowship each and every Sunday morning. And yeah, my heart's desire for this radio ministry, this program, is that our hearts and minds will be prepared on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, both in the song but also in between the songs as well. Psalm 33, verse 22 says, "Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you." I'll tell you what, hope's a great word. You know, Johnny Erickson Tata once said, "The best we can hope for in this life is the not-whole peek at the shining realities ahead. Yet a glimpse is enough. It's enough to convince our hearts that whatever sufferings and sorrow currently assail us aren't worthy of comparison to that which waits over the horizon."
Our song shall rise to thee.
Yeah, that's music from Lifeway Worship and Holy, Holy, Holy. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio on this first Sunday, 2019. It's amazing how it's already 2019. I still have a hard time with that. I've said on the radio countless times already 2018, and it's just one of those things. So typically by June, I should have it down, right? Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones today and hang out with God's people. And friend, I hope you have a chance to do the same as well. Until next time, though. Whatever you have going on today, this week, tonight, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.